Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while most of the country is hearing that mask mandates are trying to creep back, and we are seeing tons of middle fingers and, you know, blow it out your butt sort of responses, and I get it, you guys are pretty sick of what they did, and I had said that day one, if they abuse their powers and they do stupid when it comes to public health, when we have a real public health issue that needs all hands on deck and everybody on board, they're going to lose people. And that's where we are right now. When I brought up somebody had seemed to have symptoms of COVID online, when I suggested that they might want to go in and get seen because there's treatment for it, they're like, I'm not putting any of that on my body. And even though I do think the Paxlovid, the COVID medication, can help limit, there's limit disease, there's so much distrust right now of how everything went down. And I told you that in science, you need to be as trustful and transparent day one. If at all somebody thinks that there is some secondary gain, or something where there's a rule for one but not a rule for another, where a medication goes through years of vetting but we're not doing the vetting for the vaccines, somebody is going to want some answers. And the government is going to have to then come clean. Is it that these other drugs, they just took their time? Because it was a pharmaceutical company, and maybe whoever donated more got a little bit of a rush, or they wanted people to do the expedited version for now. You know, like with the passport? The passport takes a really, really long time, but if you want to expedite it, you could pay a little bit more money, or a lot of money. You know, I mean, the government has to come clean why the vaccines for COVID and the COVID medication had a much more accelerated review process than all the other drugs. Is it that they're working from home, sleeping on the job? What is it? So somebody needs to, or half-assed. So, you know, when the Americans aren't stupid. Media wants us to think that Americans are stupid. Like if you drink milk, you're white supremacist. I mean, okay, we're not stupid. Yes, there's some people that do stupid things. Yes, there's politicians that do stupid things, but the true American public is not stupid. So now we have a situation where I tell you guys exactly what I think with this. I think we have a virus that was in a lab for years, could have mutated on its own or be tinkered with, had escaped or been let out, although China, this was its at least third rodeo in terms of leaking a SARS virus. So it accidentally comes out. It didn't just come from bat or bat soup. Humans were not prepared for this. This was new to humans. And it was a very, very wily, sneaky sort of virus that was able to take hold to a very underprepared population. I do credit the Trump administration and the Biden administration to help getting vaccines. I do think the vaccine was made very quickly. I think within a month or two, they had a vaccine ready to go. So my guess is they knew about the virus, they knew what was in it, and so they were able to, you know, use that data, and they should have. If we were funding the Wuhan lab, the NIH should have had easy access to what was going on with the Wuhan lab, especially if we were funding that. So again, that leaves a lot of questions as to what the hell was going on there. But it's a virus that is not like a cold, not like a flu, and is very new. And there's something to this virus that makes it keep coming back, but not coming back just like flu season. Coming back in multiple times a year, the summer. People are getting COVID in the summer. Why the hell are they getting it in the summer? When they should have the highest levels of vitamin D, the most activity, the most vitamin C with all the fruits. Why the summer? Swine flu hit us hard in the summer. That was weird. Virus usually doesn't do that, unless this virus is so smart that it wants to take hold when there's not other viruses around. And viruses can think for themselves. Maybe they don't have a brain. But it could be that this virus is just always out there, or it's continually leaked. And maybe the variants are being leaked. And all eyes have been on Wuhan lab. What about other labs? Do they also have the same slipshod protocols? But where we are right now is 6 in 10 Americans over 65 did not get last year's bivalent booster shot. And they think fewer are going to come forward with the new COVID vaccines. And I had tried to minimize a lot of scare. I was very honest with you guys. When I got the shots, I told you about my side effects. I got the booster. I told you about my side effects. And I don't want to lie on this show. And I have a different biological makeup than other people. But my guess is a lot of people I spoke to recently who did get a shot felt horrible, felt so bad. And they're starting to think that getting actual COVID, when it's mild, is doing more for their immune system. So logically, they're thinking, yeah, if I get it again this year, it's going to build me up. Now, one thing I'm thinking of doing, which I would not recommend to everybody, because the flu does scare me, and I have gotten a flu shot now since September 11th. I have gotten a flu shot every single year. But I am suspecting that some of the rigidity or some of the immune robustness that some of these older people have when it comes to flu, when it comes to COVID, might be what they were exposed to back in 1957. And I don't want anybody dying of flu. That's why if you're at high risk, get the flu shot, for crying out loud. And that's why I made my kids and everybody get flu shots year after year. But part of me seeing these populations do well makes me wonder if they have an immunity that was built up. And so the big question we have that I can't answer is, when do you let natural immunity do what it needs to do? And when do you take the risk by taking the risk of being exposed to something? I don't want you exposed to any of this. This COVID virus is insane. But we have to get some transparency on why some individuals are doing so well. Is it their natural antibodies? 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of my listeners had written earlier today saying, you know, the history and what we saw that happened on September 11th is probably going to make people double down on not wanting to go back to the office. And, you know, she was talking about how she had friends who were affected by that, and she goes into her story, and, you know, it's September 11th. Tragedy struck us 22 years ago. You cannot unsee what you saw. I had woken up to walk the dog, to feed the baby, and I had heard that one of the planes had, because this had happened at 8:45, where an American Airlines Boeing 767 loaded with 20,000 gallons of jet fuel crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. So when this happened, since I was already up 5 in the morning, 5, 6 in the morning, to walk the dog and get ready for work, I'm like, how did a plane hit the building? Something must have happened. Maybe the pilot had a heart attack. Just horrifying. And we heard that the other tower was told to stay put, leave room for people to be able to evacuate and for firefighters to get there. And then 18 minutes after the first plane hit, a second Boeing 767 United Airlines Flight 175 turned sharply toward the World Trade Center and sliced into the South Tower near the 60th floor. So cameras watched this happen. And at that moment, we knew we were being attacked. That this is something where they were, this was an attack. The panic people felt, I mean, I remember how I felt that day. The phone rings, and it's a friend of mine whose son's birthday was that day, and we were going to be doing something because she also had like a 1-year-old to celebrate his birthday. And I'm like, you got to turn on the news. She's like, what are you talking about? I go, you got to turn on the news. And then my brother-in-law called saying he was on the bridge, and he's watching it happen. I forget which bridge he was on that has the view of this. And he's like, we're just stuck here on the bridge, and you see smoke, and he's never seen something like this. And knowing that thousands of people were there dying, it was a shock. Now, the hijackers, according to History.com, were Islamic terrorists from Saudi Arabia and several other Arab nations, reportedly financed by the Al-Qaeda organization Saji fugitive Osama bin Laden. They were allegedly acting in retaliation for America's involvement in the Persian Gulf War, America's support of Israel, and continued military presence in the Middle East. Some of the terrorists had lived in the United States for more than a year, took flying lessons at American commercial flight schools. As I said, they went to Vegas, got medical care, got lap dances from some of the strip clubs, and it kills me to think they were here on our soil, just planning. Some of them used a flight simulator to help tone and hone in on some of their skills. So there were 19 of them that smuggled box cutters and knives through security at three East Coast airports, Logan International Airport in Boston, Dulles in Washington, D.C., and Newark in Jersey. They boarded four early morning flights bound for California. Why? Because they wanted the planes that were going to have the most amount of fuel, right? Because shorter flights would have less fuel. So they wanted something that would have enough fuel to take them across country. Soon after takeoff, the terrorists commandeered the four planes, took controls, and I believe the Pentagon military headquarters was hit at 9:45 a.m. So while we were watching what was going on in New York, then the Pentagon got hit. They said jet fuel from the Boeing 757 caused such an inferno, according to History.com, that it did lead to the structural collapse of the portion of the giant concrete building, which housed the Department of Defense. 125 military personnel and civilians were killed in the Pentagon, along with 64 people along the airliner. With the Twin Towers, the structural steel of the skyscraper was supposed to be built to withstand winds in excess of 200 miles per hour, and a large fire could not withstand that heat generated by the burning jet fuel. At 10:30 a.m., the north building of the Twin Towers collapsed. 18 people in the World Trade Center towers at the time of the collapse survived. Most were a group of firefighters in the North Tower stairwell. The stairwell remained intact. One woman survived after the stairs she was rushing down disintegrated around her. 10,000 others were treated for their injuries, many severe. Flight 93, which, by the way, the Empire State Building, I think, had a plane in the 1940s hit it accidentally. And it was able to withstand that, but it didn't have the amount of fuel. I mean, that plane went in and sat on the stories and was able to brew and produce more heat than would have ever been imagined. Flight 93, many of us have seen and heard the frantic calls that family members had gotten to passengers. And so Flight 93 was one of the biggest acts of heroism. It was hijacked 40 minutes after leaving Newark. The plane had been delayed in taking off. Passengers were able to learn of events in New York and Washington because cell phone and air phone calls were starting to be in. I didn't have a cell phone at the time, but fortunately some people did have that tech. So when they heard that there were going to be hijackers and the hijackers took over, one of the passengers told his wife, "I know we're all going to die. There's three of us who are going to do something about it. I love you, honey." And then you heard Todd Beamer, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll." And a flight attendant called her husband and explained that they got into the galley. They were filling pitchers of boiling water. Her last words to him were, "Everyone's running to first class. I've got to go by." So the passengers fought the four hijackers, and we believe they were able to get into the cockpit with a fire extinguisher. But the plane flipped over, sped to the ground at 500 miles an hour before anybody could take control of the plane. Landed in Shanksville in western Pennsylvania. All 44 people on board were killed. The intended target was not known. They think it was supposed to be the White House or the U.S. Capitol or Camp David retreat. But all in all, close to 3,000 people were killed in the September 11th attacks, including the 19 terrorist hijackers among the four airplanes. Citizens across 78 countries died in New York, D.C., Pennsylvania. At the World Trade Center, after the initial blows that happened, years and years of people being exposed to the smoke, and the debris and the dust. And there's been funds to help protect those and help those, seek medical care. But it's just not enough. So Osama bin Laden remained large, I think, until May 2nd, 2011. They said he was finally tracked down, killed by U.S. forces at a hideout in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Obama announced the beginning of a large-scale troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, and then it took until August 2021 for all forces to withdraw, which was a cluster and a half, which we saw. So the Department of Homeland Security was created in 2002 as a result of this, signed into law by George W. Bush. And it followed the 9/11 attacks. I'm not sure why more didn't happen after 1993. When somebody had tried to bomb the World Trade Center, it was like a van full of explosives. And so we were sadly unprepared for something like this. There is a victims compensation fund. Over from 2001 to 2004, $7 billion in compensation was given to families of the victims and the 2,600 people who were injured in the attacks. Funding was renewed in 2011. When Barack Obama signed the James Zagroda 9/11 Health and Compensation Act into law, named after James Zadroga, a New York City police officer who died of respiratory disease he contracted after rescuing people from the rubble of Ground Zero. So funding has been renewed. The Victim Compensation Fund, I believe, was to stop accepting claims of President Trump, signed a law authorizing support through 2092. So, this is a day that means so much for us, and it's heartbreaking to think that something like this could happen and that there are people all across the world wanting to hurt us again. And I am grateful for all the first responders and all the people that helped and, all those that still, want to serve our military, want to serve others. And, America needs to be united. And a day like today should remind us that a bunch of the BS that we're fighting over, that we're dividing us, okay, we're not the enemy. Americans aren't the enemy. The enemy is out there. And the enemy doesn't care about killing innocent lives who are going to work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. For the first time ever, the President of the United States will not be at any of the sites of the terrorist attacks to commemorate September 11th. President Biden will instead mark the grim anniversary with a speech in Alaska. This as those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks at the Pentagon are being honored Monday.
And I'm especially moved to be here with the family members of those we lost, the survivors of the attacks, and with the first responders who raced to save innocent lives.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin marking the 22nd anniversary of the attacks during a ceremony in Arlington, Virginia. Rescue efforts are continuing in Morocco days after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck the country. The death toll stands at more than 2,100 with thousands more injured. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, the startling statistics of kids with autism, ranging anywhere from 1 in 40 to 1 in 26. And we've been asking ourselves, why do we have so many children with autism? And what is the range of autism and what to do about it? And having nieces and nephews with autism, I look at autism as kind of different than others. Okay, I look at autism as these children have gifts beyond our understanding. And when we think they're not paying attention to us, it's not that they can't hear. which they're oftentimes accused of not having good hearing, we think it's because they just don't want to pay attention. But it's actually because they don't want to do the goo-goo gaga. They don't want to look at the stupid book. There are other things that are grabbing their attention. And I wonder if they see things that we don't. And whereas we'll be like, oh, there's an ant. They might be very fascinated by that ant and the pattern of that ant. And that ant, you know, beating up other ants. And so they might want to watch the ant and not really care about what mommy's talking about with the stupid Barney dinosaur. Or they might, you know, yeah, it's interesting. Many of them will hold their ears, and they don't like loud sounds, and they don't like multiple sounds. Well, is it because they do have a gift where they hear things that we might just think is white noise? They may actually be hearing it. Their senses could be so acute that, you know, with us, we could be listening to heavy metal in the car, and it could bother them. And so those with autism might actually be our geniuses, our superhumans. But because they don't want to laugh at farting sounds and blow bubbles and, you know, do hopscotch and whatever we make kids do, they don't fit in. You know, many kids with autism want to stand to potty. Parents are like, but they have to sit on a toilet. Actually, they don't. In the olden days, you stood. The idea of sitting and going potty is not, it's not ideal. That's why you have all these, you know, things like squatty potty and things like that to help you reshape yourself. But in the olden days, you would stand and potty. That would be the easiest way to do that. Same thing with giving birth. A lot of women would stand and give birth and squat and give birth. So, you know, when we see kids, one statistic shows 1 in 44 children fall along the autism spectrum. We kind of need to, you know, not necessarily say they have a disability, but understand immediately what their traits are. Now, I get, in an American world, you have to be very, very careful with things you say and what you do. I heard of a school where a student, was talking about, I guess they were talking about how somebody got in trouble. And this person was either high-functioning autism or Asperger's, which is a milder form of autism. And so I guess somebody had gotten in trouble at another job for saying the N-word. And so when they were talking about this, he said, yeah, the guy said blank, and he got fired. Now, he's thinking that he's reading the news. He's saying what the person said, but he didn't know that in society, or he didn't comprehend that you don't say that, you say N-word. You don't just say what the other person said. Caused a little bit of a ruckus. Another thing is, you'll have somebody with, let's say, autism or Asperger's, you know, be in a, let's say, lunchroom or lounge. Somebody walks in and her dress is revealing, or there's nipples. And that person will say, I could see your nipples. Now, to normal American society, or to the usual American society, they'd be like, oh my gosh, he's sexually harassing, he's this. He, in an autism mind, he's like, I don't know if you know this, but I can see your nipples. You might want to cover up. You know, they're not going to use the euphemisms. They're going to say it like it is. And so we spend a lot of work on autistic children and autistic adults to try to make them not get canceled and not be politically incorrect and say things they shouldn't say. And that's one of the hardest things for many of them. They're like, so you want me to lie? You know, like, you know, I told mom that she looked fat. She got mad at me. Well, you're not wrong. Mom looked fat. But you just can't say those things. Why can't you? Doesn't she want to know? doesn't somebody want to know that their skirt's too short? They'd be embarrassed. Somebody, they're not wrong, some of them, in terms of, you know, you need to tell somebody. But we do things in America where we're very, very filtered. And so teaching this filter, sometimes I think we're spending so much time on the filter that we're not actually cultivating some of the gifts they have. So Fox News talks about a mom from L.A. who has a child with autism, and she is assuring other parents that their autistic children do not need to be fixed. They just need to be better understood. Kelly Coleman, author of the upcoming book, Everything No One Tells You About Parenting a Disabled Child, is encouraging other parents not to be afraid of seeking out diagnoses. She said, all that will do is keep us from being able to enable our children to be the best version of themselves. Coleman's comments came as documented cases of autism spectrum disorder have been on the rise. In the New York City, New Jersey metropolitan area, diagnoses among children spiked nearly 500,000 between 2000 and 2016. That's according to a study done this year at Rutgers University in New Jersey and reported by Fox News. The study analyzed data from 8-year-olds, but the increase was prevalent across all races, genders, and ethnicities. Coleman said her initial reaction to the Rutgers study was to forward it to as many people as possible. The prevalence of autism diagnosis and the incredible increase of diagnosis shouldn't make parents fearful. It should make parents aware that this is a major event in the medical history of our children, something that is being taken seriously, is being brought to the underserved communities, and is assisting us in supporting our children, because we need to know how our children's brains work and how they experience the world. So, some children with autism may have attention deficit. Some children with attention deficit may not be having attention deficit as their primary issue, but attention deficit may follow other issues, such as autism. And what people used to say was, in terms of these children, well, they're different, they're slow, they're this, not what we're understanding, that they may fit a spectrum. And 2 in 3 children with autism have no intellectual disability. They're even smarter. So if our children are rising at this rate, one, we need to figure out why. You know, is it all the electromagnetic radiation? Is it that we're sleeping next to Wi-Fi routers? Is it, I don't think it's vaccines. I know there's been a lot of talk about how some of the vaccines could affect a child's brain. That has not been proven, but it's a theory that's out there. But we do need to find out, what is it that we're doing differently? Is it our obesity? Is it that we're eating a lot of fake food? What is it that's causing our children to, you know, or is this the way our world is evolving? Maybe God or nature wants less politically correct people to just, you know, fix, you know, the world and, you know, stop people from underdressing at work. I don't know. But I've always been of the thinking that these children with autism are smarter than we could ever imagine, and we should cultivate that somehow. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A huge, devastating earthquake struck Morocco on Friday, killed thousands, leaving many more injured and unaccounted for. Rescuers are currently searching through the rubble. This has been, they're racing against the clock. As this happened on Friday, more than 2,600 people have been killed, 2,500 people injured, according to state media. Authorities warn that the death toll is expected to rise. The quake is the strongest, according to CNN, to hit the nation's center in more than a century, and the worst destruction has been isolated mountain areas. These are difficult to assess. Residents have described whole villages suffering damage and rescuers unable to retrieve bodies from the rubble. The epicenter was not far from Marrakesh, the economic hub. Many residents slept on the streets, too afraid to return to their homes. Historic sites have been damaged. Morocco's King Mohammed IV, or the 6th, I'm sorry, ordered that a relief commission be set up to distribute aid to the survivors. Global leaders have also pledged relief and support. There's multiple ways to help the victims, including Red Cross, and we'll give those to you. But the earthquake struck at about 11:11 p.m. local time on Friday. The epicenter was located in the High Atlas Mountain Range, 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakesh, which is a city of about 840,000 people. The impact was felt far and wide, reaching as far north as Casablanca. But it mostly damaged the town, the small towns and villages. I don't know if we have... Oh, it's a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. So it's classified as strong. But it also... struck at a relatively shallow depth, causing it to be very destructive. Morocco has suffered earthquakes in the past, but few in its history have been so powerful. This quake is so far the deadliest since 1960, when an earthquake killed 12,000 people. Earthquakes of this size in the region are uncommon, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, but not expected. It noted that 9 quakes with a magnitude of 5 or higher have hit the area since 1900, but none of them have hit a magnitude higher than 6. So France has activated emergency aid from local government, giving 5 million euros. Spanish search and rescue team, 56 soldiers and 4 dogs, landed in Marrakesh, Turkey. Has also sent 265 personnel in tents. British deployed 60 search and rescue specialists. Algeria, who had severed diplomatic ties with Morocco, has reopened its airspace for humanitarian aid and medical flights. The Red Cross Society of China is sending $200,000 in emergency humanitarian cash. United Nations and President Joe Biden have also said they are ready to provide assistance. So we'll keep you posted. Unfortunately, there were multiple provinces affected, and trying to get people out of the mountainous areas, and it's very, very challenging. We'll keep you posted on this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hurricane Lee is intensifying again. I think it weakened down to a 1, but they say it is going to strengthen again, possibly to a 4. We are not expecting it to make landfall. It's about 340 miles north of the northern Leeward Islands, maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. But it's moving northwest at 7 miles per hour. So far, no coastal warnings in effect, but it is going to reach Category 4 strength once again. They hope it just moves north and weakens, but they aren't sure exactly how close it could cause rip currents to the northeastern seaboard. So they're watching Hurricane Lee. We don't think it's going to like hit Maine or something, but Maine might feel some of the currents, so they're obviously watching it. It's slow moving. So, and it's gaining more strength. We hope it doesn't shift, but it did intensify over the course of last week, going from a tropical depression to a storm on Tuesday, upgraded to a Category 1 on Wednesday, then it strengthened to a Category 5 by Thursday, weakened to a 3 Friday night, and so now it's starting to brew again. We're going to keep you posted. I think there's also Storm Margo that we're watching. There is another storm in the Atlantic Ocean being tracked. Storm Margo is currently in the mid-Atlantic. It is also expected to become a hurricane by tonight. In terms of its track, we don't have too much data right now, but strengthening is forecast in the next 48 hours, likely to become a hurricane tonight. The winds are peaking at about 65. It just needs to hit 74 miles per hour. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Definitely not easy. You know, it's when you see, you know, these us in hurricane season, this is National Preparedness Month. National Preparedness Month, you're going to hear a lot. You heard a lot from me week one about National Blood Donation Week and donating blood. You're hearing calls and pleas for blood from Red Cross. And, you know, I don't want to exhaust you guys when it comes to asking for blood or asking for you to donate your time or host a drive. But when you see things like this, and we talk about how thousands upon thousands of units of blood are needed daily, just in the United States alone. When these disasters happen, You know, or people are bunkering down or leaving because there's going to be a, another storm coming. It changes our normal supply of what we are accruing by donors as well as preparing for people. And, you know, thank God our Vitalant, our One Blood, American Red Cross, these companies are able to still staff and have people get this stuff ready. But it really takes us. I think if there's any take-home message, you know, with September 11th, with everything going on, you know, when I was in Israel, it wasn't we're just going to have the military take care of things or whatever. When you're in Israel, it takes everybody to look for a threat, to notify that there's a threat. In terms of child trafficking, in terms of, you know, it takes everybody to be on alert. We're kind of in our own world. We don't want to make eye contact with anybody because we don't want somebody coming up and hitting us. But in order to get stuff done, it really does take a global effort. You know, and a lot of people think they don't have a purpose. Yes, you do have a purpose. All right? I mean, you know, me, I don't really have a lot of money to donate. I donate to a lot of things, and I don't think it's a drop in the bucket to what Gates or these other people could do. But if I could get people to donate blood, and I could donate blood, I'm saving lives. I'm doing something. If you could teach people about how to avoid rape, how to avoid workplace injuries, how to avoid, you're all saving lives. You know, if you at all feel like you could be doing more and you're destined for more, you are. Think about what you're good at. Think about something you're comfortable talking about. Think about if you're comfortable being a big brother or big sister or somebody to, you know, be there for counseling. You know, one thing I wanted to do with my friends was in medical school, they made us all go to learn about it, an AA meeting. So our whole class had to go to an AA meeting. And I loved it. I wasn't drinking, but I I wasn't a drinker, but I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was able to be there to support others who were there. And me and my friends are like, we want to go back. I want to do this again. And so, you know, you don't necessarily have to have struggled to be somebody who could help. There's a lot of things you could do. Do a podcast. Talk about your experiences. You know, it's not just the famous people that are making this world go around. It's people like you and I that are regular Joe Schmoes that, you know, do something, and it can turn into something that could save lives. That's what we need. And, you know, you're even, you know, bringing people aware of something, sharing a story. You know, that's why social media empowered so many people, because they're like, I just notified people that there was an accident. I notified people I did something. You know, think about what you want to do and what you can do. And it really gives you so much energy to get up in the morning. If I thought my life didn't matter, I wouldn't get out of bed. Why should I? But I think my life matters. So make sure. And if people don't make you feel like you matter, get new people. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.